AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A flood of information from Nashville police today about the shooter who killed three children and three adults at a Christian school. Ed Donahue has a wrap-up.
Audrey Hale had bought seven weapons over the years.
They were legally purchased.
Police Chief John Drake says Hale hid the weapons from their parents.
She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder. Law enforcement knew nothing about the treatment she was receiving, but her parents felt that she should not own weapons.
Drake says they're still looking for a motive, but the shooter had a detailed map of the school.
There was not any particular student that she was looking for at the time of the incident.
Drake says Hale may have had some resentment for having to go to that school. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden says he's taking all the action he can on his own to stop gun violence, and it's now up to Congress. The number two Senate Republican, John Thune.
It's premature. There's an ongoing investigation, and I think we need to let the facts come out.
In other news, the nation's top financial regulator says Silicon Valley Bank's own executives are to blame for its failure. Federal Reserve Board Vice Chair Michael Barr telling the Senate Banking Committee,
SVB failed because the bank's management did not effectively manage its interest rate and liquidity risk. And the bank then suffered a devastating and unexpected run by its uninsured depositors in a period of less than 24 hours.
He says the Fed is considering whether stronger bank rules are needed. A fire at an immigration detention center in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, killed at least 40 people. Surveillance video shows guards quickly walking away without making any apparent attempt to release the men after they set mattresses ablaze. And a federal judge has ruled former Vice President Mike Pence will have to testify before a grand jury in the federal probe into former President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This is AP News. Actor Mark Hamill using his Star Wars voice in Ukraine.
Attention, air raid alert. Proceed to the nearest shelter. Don't be careless. Your overconfidence is your weakness.
It's a surreal moment in an already surreal war. The grave but calming baritone of actor Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker of Star Wars, urging people to take cover whenever Russia unleashes another aerial bombardment on Ukraine. The intrusion of Hollywood science fiction fantasy into the grim daily realities of war in Ukraine is a consequence of Hamill's decision to lend his famous voice to Air Alert, a downloadable app linked to Ukraine's air defense system. When air raid sirens start howling, the app also warns Ukrainians that Russian missiles, bombs, and deadly exploding drones may be incoming.
Attention! The air alert is over. May the force be with you.
I'm Charles Tuladesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.